Now, I don't know whether you missed this, but we've discovered a new favourite radio show this week. This lady started off talking about fudge in the real small hours of the morning. Yeah. Some amazing stuff goes on the air at 4 o'clock. Just twiddle around a bit. It's quite special. But now she's been promoted till seven till ten on Radio Norfolk. We love her. Her name is Sue Marchant. She's also on four other BBC radio stations of an evening as well. Now, she's got a quiz on her show, which is called...
What is it?
Where she gives you a clue, and you have to guess what it is.
What is it?
Now, a lot of people wanted to know the answer yesterday, didn't they?
It did.
The clue was often misleading, and I keep bumping into it. Now, thank you so much if you texted in with the answer yesterday. I do actually have the answer here.
You don't.
Because a lot of people wanted to know. I feel it's only my responsibility that I should do that.
Yeah. And for what is it, last night's has been correctly answered at the very final, at last orders last night. And it was John over there in upstate New York who managed to get it. It was car wing mirrors.
Car wing mirrors was the answer. Often misleading, and I keep bumping into it.
John in upstate New York?
I know. Fly me.
Listen to BBC Radio Norfolk.
Well, strange things have happened. Now, there's a new... What is it?
What is it?
Would you like to play?
Oh, go on then.
What is it? Good for just one thing, or though other things will do. Definitely not a goldfish and not a sponge. Is it snow? Says Anita. No, it isn't. Lovely. I just think that's brilliant. I really do. You're making me giggle.
What is it?
Not snow.
Why is she giggling?
I don't know. Why was that funny, Sue? Any idea?
Good for just one thing.
What is it? What is it? What is it?
I can't say.
What is it?
What is it?
Hmm?
What is it?
Now, did you notice that she said thanks to Anita at the end? Now, I have to admit, that was me texting in to see if Sue would maybe try and play the American name game, because she reads out everything else. Yeah. So that was me texting in as Anita Beaver, but she wouldn't have any of it. I think she's on to us. Right, Block Party and Shiram after the news and...
Freeware. We'll update the news and sport at 5.
You right, George?
Yes, hello.
It's a special day today, isn't it?
It is a special day.
What is it?
It's my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday,
thank
George.
Thank you.
Now, me and the team at the website Unofficial Meals have got you a little present.
Brilliant.
If I could give you anything right now, what would it be?
It would be a bottle of white wine or a massive bunch of special flowers.
I don't think Geek will do that.
No, it ain't either of those.
It'll be an old jingle or something.
Something disappointing again.
No, I don't think so, George. I've got you... a mention on Sue's show on BBC Radio Norfolk.
That's brilliant.
I've listened.
Now, also, we've got somebody who's got a birthday today. It's Georgina's birthday today, and even though she's getting on a bit, she loves to let the world know about it, don't we all? And if we could wish her happy birthday on air, she'd be really chuffed. Happy birthday, Georgina.
Thanks.
I'm pretty sure later on tonight she'll be too tipsy to remember it at all. All right. What, this early?
Tried to make me go to rehab. I said no.
Brilliant.
I didn't ask her to play Rehab at the end.